Good morning, it's time for an update for Zane Noonan. Just confirming that I've got him booked in next Wednesday for his scintigraphy bone scan at Ballarat. Reviewing yesterday's race, I feel that the main factor was the track surface. A good three jockeys were concerned throughout the day that how firm it was, but with his recent form, he has been racing on good tracks. He did run on a couple of soft rated tracks as well, and I thought that we would get away with it. But this morning is the first time that I've noticed some mild reaction in both front shins. And for a six-year-old, this is not common, but for imports within their first 12 months of racing here, acclimatising and adjusting to the track surfaces, I've had quite a lot to do with imported horses over the journey, and I have quite commonly seen this. It just normally tells us that they need a little more time and they can be better suited by the softer ground, so say autumn heading into the winter period. He's only had the 14 starts. He's won the one race and ran nine placings. And the majority of his runs for us here have been, you know, really quite good and competitive. He put in the one ordinary run at Moonee Valley, but wasn't suited by the tight turning track, which is understandable. So I'll be keen to see what this scintigraphy shows. We know that he's had the issue with the kissing spines before coming to us. And there could be something over his back that he's feeling that we can't see, or the scintigraphy might show up an area that we're not aware of. Sometimes they can be a little bit sore in the hocks or the hind caddem bones, or they could be have a little bit of general bone bruising in all four limbs. So I'll be keen to see what the vets think, and this will give us a good guide on how to best manage him going forward. But as I mentioned, for a relatively lightly raced horse, I wouldn't be hitting the panic button just yet. I think that he's still capable of turning it around and getting him back winning.